is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bone for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Dwayne Sands, re-elect Dwayne Sands for chairman for the Free National Movement, Ellsworth Johnson, elect Ellsworth Johnson for chairman for the Free National Movement, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Dr. Hubert Minnis, elect Dr. Hubert Minnis as leader for the Free National Movement, Marcos Pizza, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
When you're a man with a plan, got a hammer in your hand, ain't nothing that you can do. When you're the right man, you're the right man. Man for the job. Well, there used to be a dude named Samson, and he had himself some hair. And every skinny cowboy at the pyramid bar said the gene pool just ain't fair. But he went down to the barber because he had to wear a tux that night. And even though it didn't look like Hanson, y'all, he made Delilah giggle with delight. He was a right man. He was a right man.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The Foundation. Howard Grant right here, being able to chop this thing down. My producer is doing a lot today. I never even hit a song, right? I think I like it. Keep going. I'm going to fight you, my brother. It's a beautiful day, guys. I'm so grateful to be in your company today. It's Wednesday out here. You know, we normally have a table discussion, but you know that I have a very, very special guest that's going to be sitting with me for an hour as we continue to be able to chop these things down leading towards June 1st, which is the convention for the Free National Movement held at Bahama. It's going to be an exciting time. Howard Grant's going to be there with the Foundation. Guys, make sure you come down, take your pictures, take the mic, talk about these things. We're going to be live on the Foundation 242.com. We're going to be able to do those things, so I'm grateful for that. Guys, before we dive into it, yeah, you got to be as decent as possible, and shouts out to my good decent people over at Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. Got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go down there and check them out. If you got these kind of a concepts in your head, you got these scribbles, you got sort of a silhouette of what your expectations are, but you want to put professionalism to it, you want that thing to pop on paper, you want to put graphics, so forth and so on, you got to go down to Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They got everything available for you. They are located at the Village Road Plaza, right there on the junction of the cross section or the intersection, Village Road, Wolf Road, Soldier Road, Bernard Road, right there at the intersection right there. They can be able to assist you on the side of the bank. Go down there and check them out, Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. Also, check out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you as it relates to insurance. If you're in the market for some insurance for your SDs, your taxis, your jitneys, your liveries, all those things, bulk insurance for your bulk fleet, make sure you go down there and check out my good friend, Ethric Bow. He can take very good care of you. And give you in-house financing so you can get that little Father's Day present. Obviously, you got to give the woman the money so you could get a Father's Day present. Don't you got to do. Praise God. But get your present, amen? And go do that. Check them out. Give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. It is a beautiful day. They open on Saturdays also. It's a beautiful day, guys. I got to be able to shout out, re-elect Dwayne Sands, Dr. Dwayne Sands, for chairman of the Free National Movement. The show's brought to you definitely by his entire team and his vibe for being able to renew his contract with the Free National Movement. Also, elect Ellsworth Johnson as chairman of the Free National Movement. Elect Dr. Hubert Minnis as leader of the Free National Movement. Also, you got to be able to support the campaign of elect or re-elect Michael Pintard as chairman. I'm sorry, as leader of the Free National Movement. It is a wonderful time, guys. I'm grateful to all teams, the entire Free National Movement for affording us an opportunity to be able to bring this information live and in full effect. And as I promised you, and I made a commitment to you that on Wednesday we had scheduled a very specific conversation. We want to be able to dive into that. But first, make sure you pick up the newspaper, see exactly what Minnis says he can unite FNM. Former Prime Minister calls on Free National Movement to respect each other. Johnson, on the show yesterday, actually spoke about this. Johnson, I support Pintard. Gibson's cousin said that he's asked her to close company's account and a new trial date set for Reckley and others. Guys, there's some things bubbling to the surface. Are we too eager to talk about politics? But we got to push it aside. We got to talk about these things today. Please stick a pin there and kind of dive and dissect these things that's going on around us as we're here being able to talk and really dissect, identify the kind of character, integrity, quality of leadership that's coming out of the Free National Movement as they are moving towards their convention come June 1st. It's going to be an exciting time, and I'm grateful to be here. Guys, I want to be able to introduce you to a very good friend. Now, you all say, well, Howard, what friend? You didn't cuss the man out. No. He and I have very clear conversations. There is a bar that I believe that he reaches, that I believe that I'd like to be able to see a little bit more. Right? And if this could be designed and constructed as a constructive criticism to get to that point, I take it as it is. We're here with him and being able to have great conversation, none other than Dr. Dwayne Sands. Dr. Sands, it is so good to see you today, my brother. So good for you to be able to sit with us here in the studio today.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here and to have the ability to reach out to your listening audience.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for being able to be here with us today. I want to be able to start this thing off right. You're vying for a position of chairman of the Free National Movement, being able to renew your contract this Saturday, June 1st. Tell me the prospect, the posture, how things are going within the campaign. Are you excited about it? What are some of the sentiments that have been shared with you and the expectations that persons are saying as you move towards that space?
I think we are moving to a defining moment in the history of the Bahamas. And you and I have dissected this a little bit.
Yes.
We saw, at least in the modern era, the anticipation moving into 67. We saw the incredible accomplishments of a post-92 government in the sunshine, and looking forward to a Pintard-led administration ushering transformative change for the Bahamas in 2026. And so the team, there's no I in team. We look forward to being able to represent the people of the Bahamas, their aspirations, their dreams, their hopes.
I'm so happy that y'all can't see me sometimes. I just be laughing at him. I got to smile when he says that because I took the time out this morning, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Minnis on Friday, and we got to be able to put this to the forefront. I took the time this morning. Over the past few weeks, we've actually identified him, take on this position to say, I. This morning, I circled every, he sat with Spence Finlayson, and this morning, I circled every juncture and position where he actually did it again. Kevin, you all got to talk to your guy. Not in a bad way. I just want to be as decent as possible. Minnis said the most important element is respect. And I think that's important. I would like to expand upon that. And then he went on to, he says, not only do I believe, but I know I can do it. This is what he said, and I thought that it was peculiar. The language that is, it seems, just from a perception standpoint, that self-serving is some of the ammunition that's going to be used against you. Is that what's happening here, Dr. Sands?
I think when we look at what is required to get where we need to go in the Bahamas. There has to be the concept of we. No single Bahamian, no matter how committed, no matter how deeply passionate you may be, is going to have all of the ideas, all of the vision, all of the zeal, all of the drive to get us to where we need to go.
So I have to ask you this question. Yesterday, we had an opportunity to be able to watch our news, and you took on a very strong position to speak about Branville McCartney. Now, what we've seen, Michael Pintard and his stead and his pronouncement in this sort of a clarion call to all the fringe organizations and those persons who are part of fringe organizations is to come back home. To come back home, the Free National Movement is a big tent and eager to kind of welcome you into this new concept, new idea that we're unstoppable together. Yesterday, we saw you take on this kind of a posture and position to speak more specifically of the former leader of the Democratic National Alliance and seeking to be able to get back into politics in the event that Dr. Minnis is successful on June 1st, based on his words. You said that there's no space for him, right, in politics, like that almost in so many words that he's a has-been from a political standpoint, and there's no space for him in this particular space. Would you like to be able to clarify that and speak to that?
I think if you listen to what I actually said, it wouldn't need clarification, but for those who perhaps didn't hear, in response to some very, very strong allegations or assertions by Mr. McCartney about corruption of this current leadership of the Free National Movement, I raised the question, you know, what relevance does Mr. McCartney have to FNM internal politics? And I further went on to ask the question as to whether or not Mr. McCartney was overstating or whether some others were overstating his relevance to Bahamian politics in general. Now, that said, we have a big tent in the Free National Movement, and we're able to welcome anybody who presents themselves with sincerity and an openness to return. Now, understand that FNMs feel some kind of way. We got some feelings about Mr. McCartney and his tenure with the Free National Movement. Now, Bahamians can forgive, but, you know, I'm a married man, Howard, and as you know, my wife always says to me that the best apology is change behavior. And so if you can't change your behavior, if you can't demonstrate that you are a different person, then there's no point coming with the apology. What am I suggesting? If Mr. McCartney wants to return to the Free National Movement, then let him demonstrate that he understands the concept of we, of team, not about this is about his vision. And I think that is a caveat for everyone. Understand that there are persons who do not currently support Michael Pintard, Dwayne Sands, Safent Rowell, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and so on and so forth. That doesn't mean that we don't need them or want them, because some of them are some incredibly passionate FNMs. And so in the thrust and parry and back and forth of this lead up to our convention, it is so, so important that we don't strike, as Mr. Pintard has said, any fatal blows, because we can need everybody.
You think it was a fatal blow with Branville McCartney? Because he's still, at the onset in 2011, at the pinnacle of his sort of thrust towards the position of prime minister and leader of the DNA, he acquired some 13% of the votes and significant support. A lot of persons indicate that he still may have a strong base in the Free National Movement.
They're entitled to that speculation. But understand that 2012 was a long time ago, and much has changed since then. And so I would rather have the endorsement of a Carlton Bowleg. I would rather have the endorsement of a Pakisha Parker Edgecombe or a Jeffrey Lloyd or a Marvin Dames or a Frankie Campbell, who have been
served
warriors.
In the most recent cabinet.
They've been warriors. They've been on the battlefield recently. not to diminish the significance of people that have gone on before. We are going to bury one of the statesmen of this country, Loftus Roker, on Friday. And whether you agree with his political alignment or not, I don't think anybody can question that he was a true Bahamian patriot. And, you know, if we were to look at his commentary, if we were to get an endorsement from him, boy, that would be a powerful thing. And Loftus Roker was a part of the original Pindling cabinet back in 67, eh? So this is not an ageist thing. This is not a time-limited thing. There are Bahamians who have made an imprint on this society and who continue to have gravitas no matter what. A Perry Christie will always have gravitas. A Hubert Ingraham will always have. A Tommy Turnquest will always have. And there are individuals who, whether we like them, didn't like them, or not, we acknowledge the contribution that they made. Mr. McCartney, and I am not going to say anything negative. I think I've said what I've said. Mm-hmm. But, you know, don't come at us. Or don't come at me. Don't come at the leader. Don't come at any member of our team if you have no standing.
Well, I just wanted to kind of put that there and get clarity because I didn't want there to be sort of a gulf that exists within the organization because I'm listening to Pintar take on his very strong position and speak to the fact that, okay, as a result of this, as a result of our moving forward, and one of the first things that we would have heard former minister, former member of parliament, former FNM, Loretta Butler, say when she was speaking in Kalani is that Pintard is not a unifier. He was not able to bring people together. And people started to really dissect that. Is it true? Is it this? Is it that? Right after that, we saw so many persons coming to endorsement night, so many persons, Arinthia Komalafe, Omar Smith, Cassius Stewart, and other persons being able to stand with him as representations of other fringe organizations and now being able to say that we're united under Pintar. So is this language going to be able to push some persons away who seek to kind of get back into the organization?
Res ipsa loquitur. The thing speaks for itself. And so when you see all of those individuals come together to coalesce as a part of a movement, to acknowledge an individual who is now the leader of the Free National Movement. They do so willingly. They do so without anything other than their honest belief that this is somebody who can lead the Free National Movement at this time. And I think, I'll say it again, it speaks for itself.
Is this a quashing of the relentless and perpetual social narrative that say that when persons come into the organization, it's based upon an agreement that is made, it's based upon something that has been set up, and they're looking to be able to get something. These individuals that you're saying, they've come on their own volition with a very clear understanding that this is the course to take, and Michael is the man.
Amen. And the Free National Movement's history, we have seen the emergence of leaders, whether you're talking about Cecil Wallace Whitfield, Kendall Isaacs, Tommy Turnquest, Hubert Ingraham, Hubert Minnis, those leaders have emerged. This is Michael Pintard's time. And across the length and breadth of the country, FNMs have decided that they are willing to give him an opportunity to lead.
Is the trifecta of leadership, you, Shenandoah, and Michael, that sits at the helm at this particular, are you content with the fact that based upon the support, based upon the calls, based upon touching persons, based upon those soft conversations behind closed doors, that Michael Pintard has the support to retain this position come June 1st?
Categorically. And the chemistry, there's something special about the chemistry, which means that when you bake a cake, you got to put in all the right ingredients. And sometimes you need a little salt and you need a little sugar. And to have individuals who are very different, who bring special skills to the table, but each of the individuals as a part of that team don't bristle because they're either intimidated by, envious of, or worried about the other individuals on the team. But understand that if I am a quarterback and I got a great wide receiver and I have a phenomenal running back, then we are going to win a championship.
I like this. So if you're content, right? Now we can get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be able to participate in the conversation, whether throw the numbers out and then go to a quick break, but I'm going to be decent as we do this. If there is a sentiment that exists within the Free National Movement, and I can tell you, I see a little bit of this on Saturday. I might as well tell you the truth. This unifying aspect, this kind of a nostalgic feel to bring people together. I talked to you about it. I thought it was an excellent feel, and I like to see those things. Garth, keep telling me, Howard, you excited? I didn't see some of these people for a very long time. Some people had left the organization and now kind of tiptoeing back.
Coming home.
And they're coming back into the space. And so I like to see that. Now, there is a clear divide within the organization that says, I support Minnis, I support Pintard, and I believe that that will be settled come Saturday. If there is sort of this sentiment that Pintard got it, then the only fight, in my view, the only race in this battle is the race for chairman. And when we get back, I'd like to ask you about your race. I'd like to ask you about your position and whether or not you feel victorious as you're leading up to that. Guys, please join the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We're here with none other than Dr. Dwayne Says. Quick commercial break. The foundation going to be right back after this.
The foundation.
The calling all FNMs. This coming Saturday, June 1st, 2024, all roads lead to the Bahama Convention Center, where we are asking for your vote to elect the most honorable Dr. Human Menace as the next leader of the Free National Movement. Vote for Dr. Menace, the only candidate who can truly unify the party. A steady leader, a strong leader, a servant leader, a unified leader. The man who led us to the most historic victory in Bahamian history. He did it before, and he can do it again. Vote for the most honorable Dr. Hubert A. Menace as the next leader of the Free National Movement. Come on, FNMs, let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Rebuild the party. Bigger and better than ever. Let's do it again. Oh, let's do it again. Be good with Minnis. Be good with Minnis.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolfolk and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Join us on a day of giving and hope. The Guardian Media Group and Sister Cancer Support Group are teaming up for a special Dollar Day Drive. Come down to the Nassau Guardian on May 31st from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Your contributions will make a huge difference. Every dollar counts in the fight against cancer. And together, we can help support those in need. Be a part of something bigger. Be the change. Donate a dollar and change a life.
Fellow FNMs, This is Ellsworth Johnson. Right now, our party stands at a critical crossroads. It's time to revisit our roots as an organization and continue to follow the path of accountability, political integrity, conviction, and courage. We must reject the skewed narratives about our future told by outsiders. As your chairman, I will ensure that our choices reflect the true spirit of the FNM, bold, principled, and forward-looking. Together, we'll strengthen our party and prepare to lead the Bahamas with the governance it rightly deserves. Stand with me. Vote Ellsworth Johnson on June 1st as we reignite the fires of the freedom fighters and governments in the sunshine. I thank you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Guys, the lines are wide open. I want you to be able to be a part of this. We got 20 minutes. Please give me a call, 323-623-3253-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We're here with none other than Dr. Dwayne Sands, vying for a re-election, to re-elect him in that kind of position of chairman of the Free National Movement. When we left off, Doc, I wanted to be able to ask you a very, very clear question. If there's a general sentiment that exists that says that we're going unstoppable with Pintard, then it says to me that the only race that exists in this trifecta of leadership that everyone is watching with bated breath is the position of chairman, both Ellsworth Johnson and Dr. Dwayne Sands. Are you satisfied that you have done what it takes to be able to retain this position as chairman of the Free National Movement come June 1st?
As a young child growing up, one of the quotations that I remember is, pride comes before a fall. And so don't ever get ahead of yourself. You need to work to earn whatever you accomplish. And so notwithstanding what I believe to be my record, over the last year or so, we've done more than 80, almost 100 voice notes that have gotten wide transmission across social media. I have been very visible and vocal in terms of the fight against perhaps the worst administration in the history of an independent Bahamas. My tenure as chairman has been, I think, significant for protecting the interests of the minority mm-hmm. voice. Despite that, I have tried to make sure that I reach out to as many, if not all, of the delegates to see whether or not they have concerns or questions about my candidacy. Do I feel confident? Yes, I do. Do I feel overconfident? I think that would be dangerous. And so as a part of the Unstoppable team, I believe that I have an excellent chance of having this contract extended come Saturday.
Guys, the lines are wide open. Let me take this first telephone call. Please be as quick as you can. We know you don't have much time before we get to the 1 o'clock news. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
But Howard.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Listen to me. I wanted to comment on Brian, but I can leave that for another day.
Okay.
But Dr. Dwayne Sands now finds himself in a particular position because, what did he say, they teamed him? The Unstoppable?
Together.
Yeah, but now they have two chairmen running on the Unstoppable team. Because yesterday, Johnson said that he would pin that. So that means pin that has two chairmen in the race now. Which is now going to make it better for Johnson, because now the people who thought Johnson was with Dr. Menes, he came out yesterday and denied that. He is with Pintard. So Pintard has two chairmen in the race.
Was there an assumption that...
The little votes that Mr. Dr. Dwayne Sands thought he had automatic, now they can share between him and Ezra Johnson, because Ezra Johnson said he's not with Menes, he is with Pintard. He's on the Unstoppable team.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. What do you say to that? There is a general sentiment, a lot of persons. Now, you know, I do have a great deal of people who continue to be able to send information to me to say that they support Menace, and they're providing information to say that, and I want to talk to you about this, to say that the Pintard team is seeking to be able to do a little skullduggery, right? I want to talk to you about that. But talk to me about this kind of a perception that, believed that one chairman was vying for a position and the other one was Menace's man and the other one was Pintard's man. Talk to me about this kind of declaration that Ellsworth taken to say that I support Pintard.
Well, let me start off by complimenting Ellsworth Johnson. He is a statesman. I believe he has served this country well, and I consider him a personal friend. So I have nothing negative to say to him. As I listened to him speak yesterday, I wasn't quite sure exactly what his position was. I noticed that he said that he supports Michael Pintard. I will say that I not only support Michael Pintard, I will vote for Michael Pintard. And I'm not sure that Ellsworth Johnson has made that commitment.
I like what you did there, Doc.
Well, you know, but I think people want to know exactly where you stand. In this business, I don't think you can be
both
fish and fowl.
But using the language of support in a public discourse and being able to say that doesn't bode well if he is Menace's guy, hypothetically.
So in politics, when you go into somebody's house and you say, hey, I'm Dwayne Sands, I'm running for Elizabeth, I am on the Free National Movement ticket, I want your support. I want your vote. Okay, well, make sure you ask for that vote.
You gotta ask for the vote. Right? I learned this.
Because
ladies and gentlemen.
When you go to the house, you say, I got you, I got you.
No. Are you going to vote for me? Let's be clear.
Precisely.
Are you going to vote for me?
And so Mr. Johnson's position, at least as he stated last night at his meet and greet in Grand Bahama, is that as a personal matter. For me, it's not a personal matter. I am going to vote for Michael Pintard.
Now, talk to me about this. There has been enough telephone calls that came to me from the family of violence, from Grand Bahama, from Nassau, to say that the advisory council members in the Free National Movement are now moving towards a position where, historically, from a constitutional standpoint, they were not empowered or given the opportunity to vote. Now, as a result of what they're seeing now, there's been modifications made and they're moving towards this position of voting. A lot of people, I don't know who they support or who they don't support, but a lot of people are saying this is skullduggery. The Pintard administration is seeking to steal this race, and they're doing any and everything they can to be able to go on towards and under the table to grab victory come June 1st. Talk to me about it.
Well, you know, this is a very unfortunate narrative, and it's a false narrative. The advisory council member was created in the Free National Movement on or about 2002. And since that time, and you have to understand the context, we had just taken a horrible beating in the 2002 election, and the only FNM seat left was Brent Simonet in St. Anne's. And what it meant was that for the first time in history, many of the senior voices of the party would not have a constitutional basis to sit on the Central Council. And so the advisory council member, unlike the meritorious council member, which at that point was capped, I think, at 60 MCMs, the advisory council member was created. And the idea being that they would have an opportunity to attend the Central Council meeting, but not to vote. The expectation was that they would vote at convention, but not also in Central Council, because to do that, they would have the benefits of a meritorious council member. So for every single convention since that time, every single convention, advisory council members have voted at convention. Our constitution, even the one that was revised in 2022, is silent. It speaks to their non-voting status at council, but it doesn't speak specifically to what happens at convention. And so, given the fact that they have always voted, we recognize that this was a controversy that needed to be addressed directly in the open, in the sunshine, because of the principle of communist era facet just, right? So a mistake that is repeated often ultimately becomes law. The idea is not to try and pull a fast one, but to acknowledge the fact that these advisory council members have been franchised since they were created, and there's no reason to remove it. So in the convention of 2012, they voted. In the convention of 2014, they voted. In the convention of 2016, they voted. 2021, they voted. 2022, they voted. Why should we now exclude them in 2024? That is the idea. That is the principle. And we have been discussing it. The executive committee of the party, which is that body charged with the adjudication of lacuna or gaps in our constitution, would have discussed it and a resolution passed.
They're content that they pass a resolution, yes, that this is okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So people are concerned about the fact that whether it's the races and the elections that are held after the pronouncements of the convention and how everything was supposed to be closed, they're concerned that this administration under your leadership is seeking to kind of pull a fast one. Does that pull into the same conversation of what's happening with the ACMs?
I think what you're watching is an effort to poison the well, as it were. Mm-hmm. And these allegations are arising from a particular camp. Now, my mom used to say, I whistle, you point, to determine where that is coming from. But if you now put something out into the ether, mm-hmm, and you then say, oh, people are talking about it, mm-hmm, and then you say, this is something that requires attention because people are talking about it, but you put it there in the first place. And the concern is that you are causing embarrassment, what I like to use the word odium, to the organization that you claim to love. And you're particularly doing it publicly as opposed to privately. And you have to ask, what is the motive behind that? Mm. Why are you trying to burn down the organization as opposed to having the contentious discussions in the places where they ought to take place, which is at Central Council, where this particular chairman makes sure that any individual who has an issue is heard?
I want to read a couple of these texts, and I want to thank you so much for being able to give clarity to those particular things. I know a lot of persons are calling. I don't know why you only called today. Was it clarity? Did he provide you clarity? Are you content with this particular? Are the speculations going to stop and subside as we move towards Saturday, June 1st? There's a text that's coming through. It says, I know that Dr. Sands is the best cardiovascular surgeon in the region, but he would make an excellent attorney, right? And then it says that you cannot box him in a corner. He will serve the FNM well. These are persons that are being able to speak well on your behalf, Dr. Sands. Let me take the telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right. Yeah, I'd like to talk to Howard.
Are you right here? Grant. That's me. Go ahead, cuz.
Hey.
Hey.
Howard, let me cut the TV down the room because I'll be hearing myself.
My God, you only got 3 seconds. You need to hurry up. Jesus, you got the TV on first. You reach back yet? Guys, please give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. We need got a few more seconds. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, Howard, that PLP man who say he supports Patricia, he must stay on Patricia the Speaker of the House Assembly. He tried to mix a waggle line up yesterday. Why keep on calling your show to me? You have two chairman. What a fool he could be. Dr. Dwayne Sands is still the chairman until June 1st, after the vote is counted, he might still be the chairman.
Mm-hmm.
He trying to confuse, because you have Alfred Johnson ever say he was going to run.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about, Michael Penn, I would have two chairmen. How the hell do you have two chairmen, Mr. Grant? No, you have a deputy chairman or a vice chairman and stuff.
Yeah.
That's in Travis Robinson.
You can't have two chairmen. I agree with you. I appreciate
you can't have two chairmen. So he tried to confuse my man. Look at C. Allen Johnson called Joago off. He going on. He come on talk mode. All F&M should rally around Dr. Hubert Minnis. Boy, he had to do it with Joago. Anyway, and then he started quoting the Bible after that. But so Joago asked him, what is his position? Is he F&M? Who he support? You know, he tried to talk, or I'm Bahamian. So I said, man, come clean. Then he said, well, he's the board. He's the PLP. But then he tried. Then he tried to Prime Minister Davis. Pintard win.
You can hear me.
If Minister or Pintard win, they can't beat.
You can hear me.
Huh?
You can hear me.
Yes.
I said you're trying to poison the well. I appreciate your telephone call. I thank you so very kindly for that and being able to talk about these things. We only got 3 seconds left. So say, wait, do I understand that the ACMs voted in each of the last three conventions?
Every single convention from the time that the honor of the advisory council member was created. There has never been a convention of the Free National Movement when advisory council members have not voted. And that's not voted because they hold the office of chairman or deputy chair or secretary general. As an advisory council member, they have always voted.
I'm going to read this text, Doc, and I want you to be able to respond to this. It says, Dwayne Sands and Safent Road needs to resign because they are poor handling these associations elections and padding the register. This is heavy what they're saying. Talk to me about that.
And so, you know, I think people are entitled to their own opinions, but they're not entitled to their own set of facts. Safent Roll, who has done an incredible job as Secretary General and who I hope is returned as Secretary General, and this is a shout out, an endorsement. I'm going to endorse him and I can vote for him too.
Safent ain't going to do no odds with me, but all right, he must be strict.
Has been working tirelessly to ensure that he's calling balls and strikes. The chairman of this organization, Dwayne Sands, has been calling balls and strikes. There's no wiggle room. We call it as we see it. And whether you like it, don't like it, it is the honesty and integrity that the organization deserves. And I am not going to sacrifice my reputation to make anybody smile. It's either the right way or the highway. So I dismiss those allegations outright.
Let me say this. It's the last text, and then we're going to have to go to a break. It says, good day, Howard and Dr. Sands. Congratulations on being a good F&M supporter. However, the chairman who truly supports Mr. Pintard, leader, should or would become victorious so that the Bahamian people are ready and focused for the future. Pintard all the way, 100%. This all the way from Rudy. Rudy, shouts out to you all the way in Grand Bahama. I want to thank you. Says, listen, for the first time I heard Dr. Sands speak was as an F&M representative in the gaming vote in 2013, where he torched George Smith. So he says, this was the text that comes to this week. He torched George Smith. He says, God bless the dead and in the air of debate with logic, fact, and reason thinking. It's unfortunate that he had to sit under Dr. Hubert Minnis in the last F&M administration. I truly hope that he gets the opportunity to shine in the Pintard administration. Treat the country like a gunshot patient. Please save us. This is a text that's coming through. That's a heavy endorsement.
I thank him for that. You know, we're going to need all hands on deck. And win, lose, or draw, whomever is successful ought to reach out and embrace all of the participants, because every single person who is offered, and we have more than 100 people that are offering for office, we need you. And, you know, right now, passions are high and some tempers are flaring and so on and so forth, and we ought to hope that that's all it is. But when this is done,
are we going to see a unified F&M?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And
former
and,
Prime Minister indicates that he can do it.
Let us hope.
Can Pintard do it?
We can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it.
Together?
Together.
I guess you're going to be unstoppable. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Dwayne Sands, put something out there for all those voting delegates who is listening in right now. Let them know that you don't just want their support. You want their vote. Talk to them.
Well, I have been moving around the country, talking to delegates, and I would love an opportunity to represent you as your chairman once again.
Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Dr. Dwayne Sand sitting as chairman of the Free National Movement, seeking to be able to be re-elected come June 1st. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm grateful. Dr. Sands, I'm grateful for the opportunity. All the absolute best, my brother. We're going to be able to have a good conversation on Saturday. You got to come to the booth on Saturday as we continue to be able to move up to these things. Guys, we're going to be out there to the FNM convention on Saturday, June 1st. We're going to take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
Foundation. You just gotta love the way he take a stand. This is serious business with big demands. Moving forward stronger, yeah, he's a man. He is Mr. Chair, nobody can compare. So sit small, tell your name called, cause he belong right there. Get them Sands, show them how you just do it.
My name is Dwayne Sands. I'm vying for the chairmanship of the Free National Movement. So to all the delegates, vote for me on June 1st. I'm applying for an extension of my contract.
Calling all pizza lovers craving something extraordinary? Head into Marco's Pizza and try our golden crust deep dish pizza, made thick and delicious with fresh dough, fresh cheese, and fresh sauce, and baked to perfection with your toppings of choice. No one makes pizza quite as good as we do. Enjoy all this goodness for $14.75 only at Marco's Pizza. Make the right choice and order Marco's at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. There's scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting24.com. Where printing is an art.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Calling all F&Ms. This coming Saturday, June 1st, 2024, all roads lead to the Bahama Convention Center, where we are asking for your vote to elect the most honorable Dr. Human Menace as the next leader of the Free National Movement. Vote for Dr. Menace, the only candidate who can truly unify the party. A steady leader, a strong leader, a servant leader, a unified leader. The man who led us to the most historic victory in Bahamian history. He did it before and he can do it again. Vote for the most honorable Dr. Hubert A. Minnis as the next leader of the Free National Movement. Come on, F&Ms, let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Rebuild the party. Bigger and better than ever. Let's do it again. Oh, let's do it again.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, the foundation on this beautiful Wednesday, live in full effect. The lines are wide open. If you want to join in and have a good conversation, let me see if I can read a couple of these texts. It says, Mr. Grant, I supported the Free National Movement from the by-election in St. Barnabas between the late Matthew Rose and the late Edmund Moxey. Sometime in the late 1970s, I grew up in Cat Island in a PLP house, but could not support that party because of the prevalence of cronyism, nepotism, and corruption that I experienced. Let me be very clear. My loyalty to the party remains on the condition that Dr. Hubert Minnis is not returned as leader of the party. This sentiment is being expressed by countless supporters of the party. I support unequivocally Michael Pintard as leader of this party and ultimately Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This is a text that's coming through. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good day, Howard. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Howard, the other day when you and Grant was on, you were talking about the Constitution, and you seemed like you were shocked about what I said about the Constitution being a document about for manipulation and things like that, right?
Yeah, but you and I went into that.
I didn't hear you.
No, I said we went into that. That I said that the Constitution cannot be designed to manipulate.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. But answer this to me, Howard. What do you call a Constitution where the leaders of our country still swear to the head of state of the leader of another country is still the head of state of ours, right? Where the highest court in our is not in this land, but in another land, right? Is there any provisions in the Constitution for us to recall MPs when we feel as if they are doing wrong or failing in duty?
The question that I have
for you. Is that the kind of constitution that is designed for a country to like really be progressive and really be self-determination and really grow the way it should? When, and you got to understand, Howard, we are black people emerging from under colonialism and slavery from white people from a different race totally. So I want you to answer me, Howard.
Let's be clear about this.
I can't hear you do well. I'm on my cell phone.
Put the cell phone to your ears. I'm talking right into the microphone. Put the cell phone to your ears and listen to me.
I got the cell phone right to my ears, Howard. I mean, all kinds of funny things been happening on my phone lately, but I can listen to you. Like I say, answer me, man. Tell me.
Now,
if that's a constitution.
Your question in the validity of the constitution has nothing
to do with it.
Hang up and listen. Your question in the validity, the value, the strength of the constitution, whether or not it's designed to strategically manipulate us to move us in a particular direction, that's not the right question that you're having. If you're having a question to say that we should move towards a republic, to move towards the empowerment, to move towards self-governance and self-actualization, that's different than being able to identify the Constitution as a corrupt document that's designed to manipulate people. These are two different conversations that you have in here. The Constitution is what it is. The Constitution was not designed to be able to manipulate. If those forefathers of this country, 1967, 1973, 1982, 1987, 1992, 1997, 2002, didn't seek to be able to move to a referendum, didn't seek to be able to take on a position to move towards a republic, then this is what we have. We're not, the sovereignty that we continue to be able to boast of is a facade. I agree with you. But does that diminish the fact that the Constitution is not a document that is designed to lie to you? It's absurd. You're having two different, in my mind, you're having two different conversations here. Are we going to talk about the fact that we need to be able to identify ourselves, move towards self-actualization, and really have a true sense of democracy and liberty in here for freedom of access, equality, and liberalization for all men? If that's the conversation that we're having, then this pitch is the wrong mount. We need to move away from that and identify what the core of the issue is. Yes, I don't believe that the Constitution speaks to the majority that exists in this particular space. But there was a conversation that we had, Garth and I, that I continue to be able to dive deeper into and dig on and research. That politics was not designed for the masses. It was designed for the wealthy. And as a result of a global shift, and more specifically a local shift, where you found more impoverished people as opposed to those that are endowed with wealth, then you shifted to this democratic position of majority rule. Now, we could be able to pull hairs about this concept and idea of what majority rule is, but I cannot sit here with you and debate the fact that the Constitution was designed to manipulate. That's peculiar. That's peculiar to me. Because if I'm going to speak to the manipulation that's enshrined within the Constitution, I also have to take the same course and being able to speak to the perceived manipulation that's designed in the Word of God. It's the Constitution. It's the same Constitution. I have to speak to the same thing about the Constitution that governs political organizations. If you are telling me that men and women sit down and craft a constitution 150 years into the future, that we, who are going to be dead in this room, seek to ensure that even in years and centuries to come, that we could be able to keep people under this rulership, I think it's kind of weird. It's a bogus thing, in my humble opinion. And we could row with that. But I believe... that we need to be able to find liberty as a people. I believe that we need to be able to have strength as a people. I believe that the sovereignty that we speak of is a facade. I believe that our alliances and our allegiance globally has to do with how we view ourselves locally. And if we've changed that particular view and have conviction in our governance, then we can see some other things change. But I cannot say that our Constitution is designed to manipulate us. I can't do it. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Albert Grant.
Hey, my brother. What's happening with you?
Yeah, don't fight me. You know, I just like the next caller, the last caller. He's, you know, leading somewhere. But the thing is, are you familiar with the Constitution Review that the Christian administration
I remember it vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, in that book, it's saying that I guess there's some part of the Constitution that's outdated or antiquated. They use the word anachronistic, right, or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said over and over on the airwaves, firstly, in order for the narrative of majority rule, what one of the realizers is the majority was fools and still are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when people make the messenger the enemy on the plantation, the pathetic plantation that we're living in, right,
mm-hmm.
and on, right, because we are being deceived. By common narratives like the world is overpopulated and, you know, the sun is getting hot and the climate change. You know, the climate is changing. I was 20 the other day. I'm 60, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I beg you all to bring on someone so I can have a sensible dialogue to discredit the science, even the carbon science, and show you the globalist agenda that I've been following for 34 years. I don't expect for you or anybody else to come and compare themselves with me because you're being busy in school studying, running down, this and that. All right? You want to see the other day you asked for rain? The rain came down, right, Howard? You remember when you said you received the rain that day?
No, I said it was dry.
You received the rain that night, Howard?
No, I did say that. I said...
That's why we need you to pray again, Howard.
You need to stop.
You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, Howard...
God, I said, pray for some money to come, darling.
Howard, politics... You know, you and God. God is a deep fella, too. Listen to me. You said something you was looking at the reason for politics. Even if we didn't arrive with you and God, probably might uncover it studying, right? Let's look at the legacy of politics. Let's look at, I don't know, you know, I read Academy of Ideas and stuff, and I've been doing it for a while, and so I've been reading before Google, by the way. So I was reading up on the Bavarian educational system, and what disturbed me was when I read that you know, the globalists of the day and the intellectuals, whatever they want to call them, it said that they were really, the educational system, they wanted to produce automatons. And so that's just another word for robots. And people not thinking critically, and this is what it says, and I see the literature, and I can show it to anybody if they go on the Academy of Ideas and re. But what I'm saying is humanity is becoming a scary race for me, this rat race, this deception of the masses, you know, the lack of accountability, the lack of isolating people and just fighting down one another on the plantation, the segregation. So politics is designed to divide people so that they can carry out their agendas. And when you talk sense, what is frightening is most people wouldn't know. When you're being attacked for talking sense, that's when the world is becoming a very scary place. Okay? Now, I look at the Constitution, like I said, over and over on the airwaves, the scare waves, because I'm sensing an unfreedom of the press, and I don't want to tell you the rest, mm-hmm. more or less. Now, I'm saying that when we look at this, like I was saying, right, Howard?
Yeah,
I really... It really is scary because it's not designed for freedom of expression, and you're not going to get your rights if you don't fight for it. We saw a chronology of disrespect and violation of the Constitution with the amount of cabinet ministers with passing laws into existence without going through the referendum. You know, referendum, I mean DUMB, all right? Because that's what they say and be done. I got to get a little clowny and all.
Yeah, you put a B on it, but it's an M. Okay, I'm not going to fight you.
I say it, I spell it with the DUMB, because okay. We dumb.
Okay.
I dumb. Until the kingdom come. That's what they want us to be, you know, dumb till the kingdom come. We look at the global arena, all of the geopolitics, and all of the positive news and outlooks and economic outlooks, and they always love the masses. You know, what you have to learn is when something is about to happen or something they know, the masses are not to be informed, you know. It is designed to keep the masses calm. It's like I was in a building, you know, some time back, and they saying if a fire alarm goes off, remain calm and follow the employees outside. Listen, I running over everyone because my legs long and I ain't, you know, time to play. But my CV, the door is, you think, see, some days we don't need people to tell us. I don't need you to tell me remain calm and follow the employees outside when I close to this door and them. That's so what I'm saying is we have to learn how to think for ourselves. Are you ready to break over the building, jump over anyone? And I mean, if someone, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's people like you can cause mass casualties.
No, you know mass casualty. I say close to the door, my legs, you know mass casualty.
You will run over some people.
Listen, Howard, that action right there, I'm glad I said there's no different from a politician and all the globalists at home and abroad who are massing wealth for generations, okay? And running forth now to the masses that I would like to use another name for. And so when people don't want to hear from people like me, like I said, Howard, I'm sensing an unfreedom of the press.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Not allowing me to express myself is robbing the human people and the masses of a deviant mind and opening up people's minds. I don't care who get mad, who get this. What I'm saying is, I have to express myself. And this is what the airways is for. Not for you to send my mind down a labyrinth or a funnel that where you want it to go. That's not individualism. You know, and we must wake up to what the world is really all about.
I accept
that. All right, like take, for instance, Dr. Darvill came on the other day. And he's saying something that they're doing, whatever they was doing, whatever armament or implementation they're doing for future pandemics. So why are they anticipating future pandemics when we're supposed to be the masters of how to prevent pandemics? You see what I'm saying?
But even Bill Gates have anticipated future pandemics.
I don't
hear
nothing but lizard, Mr. Lizard Face, man. I really, some kind of people, I'm saying, listen to me. You need to listen to Bandana Shiva. Don't worry about Bill Gates.
What was she named? Bandana Shiva?
Bandana Shiva. That's who you need to go listen to. I don't hear about Mr. Gates, you know. Because I was wondering why they allow these people to see the clouds with all this and worry about carbon in the air and stop the sunlight from coming through, which actually will bring death. But most of us are so mindless until we actually believe everything we're told. That's why I tell you this is a pathetic plantation, which will emerge into a panoptic or a state of panopticism under the digital surveillance program. All the intellectuals are right on with digital, this and that digital. Now, I love digital, but let it coexist like how it is today. Let it be those who want to do it and those who don't. So when you have a totalized, digitalized society, what that means to you? But you people are embracing it. I mean, I'm born in a different generation. I cannot accept what they're giving me if it's going to be a cashless world. You embracing and smiling into a hedonistic, idealistic world that really will be dystopian.
What do you think? What do you think?
Call utopian.
What kind of percentage do you think you represent? Is it niche?
It doesn't matter to me. Oh, when I could be, when it came to the vaccine, me and my cousin had an argument. He's an avid listener of your show. And I tell him, if I'd be the last man standing on earth, I wouldn't take no vaccine. You know why? That's because I had learned I was leaning towards the Johnson & Johnson, but then when I really, really, you know, get into the information and went all down these labyrinth, and I see the plethora of lies, and I say, wow, oh my God.
You're justified now by what happened with AstraZeneca then?
I went with AstraZeneca. I know these information, what these people told me, what I know from years ago, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why I so in this state of mind. I don't be into all this. These things I've been saying over and over, and I had to talk with the best of them on the radio and the rest of them. So these things with AstraZeneca and Pfizer, I didn't know these things from the White Paper, from James Corbett report from 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I don't have time to worry what people think. Just let them know that they are connected to the internet, and they have the ability to be connected to the internet through the 5G system and the transinfection method that they call electroporation, like needlefection and electroporesis. All of these perforated holes in the cell walls and allow you to absorb chemicals from any injection that they give you now. I'm not even going to talk about being a smart human and this and that. You see the movie, the thing with the cell fella with the cell phone in his hand. You know, these are the type of fluorescent dye spectroscopy foolishness what they're doing with these particles that they can eliminate. And I don't need people to agree with me. That's the problem with us. You know, here's what it is. Bless about it. Give thanks, man.
I appreciate your telephone call, 52. Always do. Really, you put three things on the table I have to go be able to look at today so I can be able to look into those things, right? Guys, make sure you give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Somebody text me, why, Howard? Why, Howard? You all need to stop, right? You hear 52 say that he has his own mind and he should not be suppressed, and the media has a way of being able to push a specific narrative, and we have a responsibility for being able to see diversity that even exists within our society. I accept that and I agree with that. But we also, if you have your view, call in. Participate, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Let me take this quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including that, this Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Hope for dreams and happiness. Woo! He won't get them FNM, say get them signs. You just gotta love the way he take a stand. This is serious business with big demands. Moving forward stronger, yeah, he's a man. He is Mr. Chair, nobody can compare. So sit small, tell your name, call, cause he belong right there.
My name is Dwayne Sands. I'm vying for the chairmanship of the Free National Movement. So to all the delegates, vote for me on June 1st. I'm applying for an extension of my contract.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Join us on a day of giving and hope. The Guardian Media Group and Sister Cancer Support Group are teaming up for a special Dollar Day Drive. Come down to the Nassau Guardian on May 31st from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Your contributions will make a huge difference. Every dollar counts in the fight against cancer. And together, we can help support those in need. Be a part of something bigger. Be the change. Donate a dollar and change a life.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. Go straight to the telephone lines. Hopefully, this is a call. Guys, the lines are wide open. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much for holding.
Awesome, man. To the Bahamas. Good day. Mr. Grant, let me first introduce myself before I get into my contribution. My name is Bradley Kemp. I am a national vice chair of the Progressive Liberal Party. I am also a lifetime member of the Progressive Liberal Party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, I've gotten that out of the way. My question, Mr. Grant, is what is the problem with me being a PLP supporter and not being able to have a contribution on any side? And I'm not speaking to yours directly because your talk show is one of the most balanced talk shows that I have heard in, and since Juan McCartney. I'm going to tell you, you have the most balanced talk show, and, you know, you don't wear on your sleeve who you support and all that. You lay the lines laid out, and you lay it out balancedly. For Menace, for Pintad, Dwayne Sines, Elsa Johnson, whoever, you lay out a balanced slate. Now, in my humble submission, I do not, I have a different view from everybody else that is lining up behind Pintad, Pintad, Pintad. Everybody, as long as you're hollering Pintad and you're supporting Pintad, you get the full stage, you get all the spotlights, you get the bells and the whistles, you get everything because you're supporting Pintad. You understand? But when you say Menace, it seems like everybody in the FNM comes against you. And I don't understand why is that, because Menace is and was a former prime minister in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas who has done much for this country, okay? So why is it now that because these people believe that Pintad is their savior? And I'm saying what I'm saying because I've been getting a lot of attacks over contributions that I made yesterday on Survival Line show,
mm-hmm.
The man who seems to be very unbalanced. You know, and people just seem to want to call you stupid. They want to call you everything but a child of God because you make a contribution for someone other than Pintad. And I think it is so wrong. You know, I have nothing against Pintad. If Pintad or Hubert Alexander Menace wins on June 1st, okay, I still am a Bahamian. Okay, and when either one of them become prime minister, they're not prime minister for just FNM. They're prime minister for all Bahamians,
mm-hmm.
whether I am a PLP supporter or FNM supporter or whatever have you.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be my prime minister also. Just as Brave Davis is the prime minister for PLPs, FNMs, DNAs, and everybody else. Now, I can't go to Brave Davis and say, you're the PLP prime minister, so we only want you to focus on PLPs. That's stupidness. Okay? On the same hand, we cannot, whoever emerge as the leader of the Free National Movement, you can't go to them when they become prime minister and say we should only be focusing on FNMs. That is stupidness. Okay? So if I have an opinion and if I have a contribution to make with respect to who I feel would better suit me and my children, which is coming up in this country, I mean, don't I have a right to do that? I mean, why is it that because I don't come out and verbally support Pintad, why is it that I'm a stupid man? Why is it I'm everything?
Now, I want to ask you the question, Mr. Kemp. Let me ask you a question. Let's get into this. There is a social speculation that continues to bubble that the narrative of what the PLP seeks to push is support for Dr. Hubert Minnis simply because they believe that he is viewed as the weaker candidate. And if Dr. Hubert Minnis wins and he's victorious as leader of the Free National Movement, then there is an expectation socially that the PLP will rub his hands in victory and pop champagne, because for the first time in decades, there is an expectation that you could possibly return in your position of leadership of the country. Talk to me about that.
Okay, let's talk about that. Mr. Grant, I pray and hope to God that Pintad wins. You know, I think that Minnis would be the better person, but I pray and hope to God that Pintad wins so Brave Davis could drag him from one end of this country to the next politically. You understand? Listen to me. Pintad is going to get everything he is coming for if he wins. Okay? And we will have this conversation again, you know, Mr. Grant.
Okay.
Okay? Let this go on record that we will have this conversation again. And since they believe that Mr. Minnis is such a pushover for the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, I pray and hope that they get what they want and that Pintad wins, come join first, so that Brave Davis can show him, you understand, who he really is.
Well, let me ask you this question, Mr. Kemp. Tell me this. In your honest opinion, between the two men, you continue to push and be able to speak about the fact that you support or you'd like to see, a fair shake for Dr. Minnis in this particular position. Do you believe he's a better man politically? Now, you said that he's accomplished a great deal of things. Do you believe he's a better man politically? And do you believe that he has what it takes to be able to take the Free National Movement forward?
Yes, sir. I seriously do, because I think that Mr. Minnis has not been given a fair shake, because Mr. Minnis started out on the right track, you know. Yeah, I was grateful to how he started out. When he first started, I was like, wow, we finally got a prime minister who looks like they're going to fix this country.
He was a lifetime PLP, and that's how you can talk about Perry Christie. You need to stop.
Listen to me.
They can hear you.
It is what it is.
My God, this is worse. Right. Okay, I'm not going to. That's the former prime minister words. It is what it is.
Listen to me. You cannot take away from the man who he is, all right? In spite of the FNM's trying to take away from him who he is, you cannot take away from him who he is. Whether I am a PLP or whatever I am, I have to give him his just due. Okay, we have to be fair and balanced when we're talking about people, you know, and you can't just malign a person or try to take everything that they have accomplished away from them because they have made some mistakes. You know, and I think that this man has had an opportunity to sit back and reflect on some of the mistakes that he's made. And I believe that giving him an opportunity to be prime minister in this nation again, I believe that man would fix many things that is broken in this country. And that is my humble opinion. You understand? It isn't about.
You sound like you have to come sit with me for 2 hours, because I let me tell you why I say that. I don't want you to contradict yourself. He's a lifetime PLP member, right?
Right.
I won't be able to be clear with you. Now, if you believe that if given an opportunity again and eventually becoming the prime minister again, that Dr. Minnis can fix a few things and so forth and so on, what is that saying about the current prime minister, who's rolled out the budget today and being able to kind of taunt that and say that now is the time, that we've saved some money, that we're going to do something? What are you saying about the prime minister currently?
And the point that I was trying to make on yesterday, all right, I support Brave Davis, the platinum prime minister. He is the platinum prime minister. Now, my full support is behind him. Now, my thing is, the point that I am trying to make, that if for any ungodly reason that Brave Davis loses the next general election, I would want a prime minister there who would be able to move this country forward for everybody as Bahamians, not FNMs and not PLP.
And you don't think Michael Pintad could do that?
Well, we may have an opportunity.
Mr. Kemp, take my number.
Like I said, we will have this conversation again.
Mr. Kemp, take my number, 827-0111. I didn't see you and your lovely wife on Facebook, so I can come here. I can text you. Answer okay. Your Facebook thing, eh?
Yes,
the 827-0111.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your telephone call, man. Thank you so much. Let's take the next telephone call quick. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, good day.
Hey, what's up, baby? All is well?
Listen, I thought you was going to keep him on and let us ask him some questions.
No, no, no. Well, you want to ask him some questions, too?
Because, yes, I wanted to ask him, see, like he said, what he said about giving Dennis a second chance. What does he feel like the people want? Because it doesn't matter what the few in the FNM want or what the few in the PLP want, you know. It's what the people want that matters most. What does the people feel about Mr. Menace? Yes, we love him. And I agree with him that when he started out good. He started off doing some good things. And I think he would have made a good prime minister had whatever happened didn't happen. But because of how he dealt with it, and you couldn't ask him nothing at some point because A's, A and B's being, you know, or you didn't hear me, I didn't answer that, I'm not answering that again, so on and so forth. Kind of cocky-like.
Mm-hmm.
We love him.
Mm-hmm.
We love what he started out doing with as well. Mm-hmm. However.
But you will love him from a distance now.
Right is that answer, then you get him back.
Is that what you're saying to me? You will love him from a distance now.
Yeah. Shake your hand and tap you on the shoulder and say, good boy, bro.
You did well. That's what
yes,
you were telling
you did well.
You didn't want to sit back
like
in the
I said before, I feel like there would be a time for him to come back, you know. It's just that now it's not that time because we are still upset with him. You know? It's like a relationship. You don't cheat on me. I forgive you, but no, we can't get back together yet. Let's give it some time, let this wound heal, and then you can come back to me.
You think that's the general sentiment of society at large that looking at with bated breath to say the FNM better make the right move? Talk to me about it.
Yes, because look at it. The win that Mr. Davis get and the platinum prime minister got, that was the lowest voter turnout. And COVID or no COVID.
Platinum prime minister, my God.
COVID or no COVID.
Wow.
That shows the faith that the people have in him. That number is nothing to brag about. I know in a race, if your bumper over mine, and that bump is more over the white line than mine, you win the race.
So he might be platinum. That just look platinum, but it's probably silver. That's what you're saying to me.
Yes, it's as simple as that.
It's probably silver. Okay,
that's
baby.
That's why I said, feel out for what the people. Yes, you want to be leader of the FNM. That's okay. That's all well and good. See, that's what the people want. If we could have picked our prime minister, we win the mine. He could afford to be leader. We want to pick our prime minister. But we can't. We know who's leader of the party. It's the prime minister. So we will know that we have the best chance that somebody that the people might they knocking Mr. Tinta out of the giving him a try.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't give Mr. Tinta a try.
Mm-hmm.
We liked what he started off with. However, as time went on, he got the too cocky too fast.
My God. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. You're a good and decent woman. I appreciate it, guys. I got to take this quick emotion break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle, every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let print
masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Fellow FNMs, this is Ellsworth Johnson. Right now, our party stands at a critical crossroads. It's time to revisit our roots as an organization and continue to follow the path of accountability, political integrity, conviction, and courage. We must reject the skewed narratives about our future told by outsiders. As your chairman, I will ensure that our choices reflect the true spirit of the FNM, bold, principled, and forward-looking. Together, we'll strengthen our party and prepare to lead the Bahamas with the governance it rightly deserves. Stand with me. Vote Ellsworth Johnson on June 1st as we reignite the fires of the freedom fighters and governments in the sunshine. I thank you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9. The lines are open. 323-622-3252-3216-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's happening, girl?
I'm doing just wonderful. I want to answer the last caller. And she made a point that, does the country want him? What I need her to remember is that West Grand Bahama and Bimini is a microcosm of what the country wants with Pintard. Okay? Case in point. See, they like to go off of the fluff of what they think people want from the Pintard administration. West Grand Bahama and Bimini, we lost by more votes than we lost in 2021.
Hold on. Are you saying, let's be decent now. Okay, so the last time that we've seen these particular things, anytime that the country goes to a referendum midterm through any political organization's tenure, there's a referendum on how the people feel about them. Are you saying to me that what we saw in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, because it's the first time I hear this, is a proverbial referendum on Pintard and his position? Talk to me about
it. Yes, because here's the thing. If Menace have to take responsibility for losing the general election because he was the leader and everything rises and falls on the leader, Pintard was the leader during this time. After 2 years of what we're saying that the PLP is not doing right, all of the taxes and not following the law, he could not even lose by more than what we lost by in 2021. Okay? That's number one.
Now, number hold on. Two, are we going to put it on all on Pintard as an individual? Or are
no,
we going
no,
to identify the
candidate?
Because
they put it all on Menace.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do. Okay?
Okay.
And this is what they did. Number two, when Menace had the launch, 3 days before the launch, they decided they were going to have their launch too. It was a flop. Okay? See, we got to look at the organic response.
Now, they call it Meet the Candidate, and this was for
torchbearers. It doesn't matter. They were expecting, they know that Menace was having his event the same day. Menace's event was out for 2 weeks. 3 days before the event, they had the flyer out that, listen, we're going to have the meet and greet. It was a flop. They need to look at the organic responses, nothing that has been tampered with, okay? Can we look at the march that Menace had to go over the bridge? Look how successful that was. I don't think in all of the protests that Pintard had that he was able to garner that many people. Okay? And then people keep saying, we mad at Menace. But of course you would be mad at Menace when this leadership told him, you cannot speak on behalf of the party. We will not defend it. We all know. And let's go back to the PLP's convention. They got the F&M playbook. This but leadership
isn't
playbook.
That the protocol of the organization? The protocol is that the leadership or the trifecta of leadership has designed specific persons to be able to speak on behalf of the organization.
How could you not have menace who we basically blame COVID on, okay? You blame it on him, but you don't want him to speak on COVID? Pintard said, we don't want you to speak on COVID, and I'm not just pulling the stuff from out of the air. Google it. If we want someone to, if you have something that you want to say about ask COVID, you are not to speak to Menace. You are to go to Renwick Wells and Dr. Sands, and not man one of them sit inside the House of Assembly.
Wow.
Why would you not have Menace speak on that? Isn't he the shadow minister for health? Why would he not speak on that? Okay, and I'm tired of people, oh, give him a chance, give him a chance to do what? His chance was these past 3 years in the F&M.
You're talking about Michael Pintard.
Still trying to get associations together.
You're talking about Michael Pintard.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay? And then, wait, now let me just say this last thing. You know why a lot of people are still angry with Dr. Menace? And I've noticed this just with talking with people, because they don't know. I will tell Dr. Menace that was one of the worst. He did poor communication. That
he
last
said that.
Administration
he said,
was horrible at communication.
You know what?
But this administration, the Pintard administration, they never defended the past administration. They never did. So, of course, people are still going to be upset. And then, if by some freak of nature they win, what do you think the PLP is going to come after them with? COVID. The pandemic, Dorian. And you know why that was designed? Because we don't want people to know exactly how good the PM was.
Yeah.
They didn't even want him to speak to association. He's a sitting member of parliament. He won his seat, but he can't go and speak to the association.
Wow.
He was the past prime minister. He can't go and speak to the association.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. You give me a mouthful and an airful today, so I hope they'll be able to hear
so
more from
I
you.
Wish they would stop saying that. I think I like Pintard. I love him as a person, but go get some more experience.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much, guys. We are here alive in full effect. I think I got a couple of seconds left before we can be able to get out of here. Did I get all my commercials out? Producer, I got all my commercials out? Okay, so we good. We could go right up to the last knock. Let's take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Owen?
What's up, Anton?
Boy, Raider, look here. That was a strong... look here, you had two very sound and strong callers for your last two callers.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bradley Kemp, he did an excellent job.
Mm-hmm. Is he named Bradley Kemp or Audley Kemp?
Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y.
Okay.
Bradley, Mr. Bradley Kemp.
Bradley, okay.
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
A part
ahead.
Of the Leadership Council for the Progressive Liberal Party.
Go ahead.
And a sound, strong supporter of the progressive cause. Very sound and very strong. Right? Me and Brad walk on a similar kind of road as it relates to the PLP, Howard. And so I really appreciate his sentiments. And I'm letting persons know that even as a PLP, and it demonstrates a great degree of maturity, that he can reach over onto the next side and speak to what will eventually shape the narrative and leadership in governance in our country. And that is what happens in America, Canada, and all first world nations. It's not happening here. We need more voices like that. Going back to what the lady said, though, the last 4 hours, which is what I've been saying ever since the election, and I've been reading off the results, with me and you conducting analysis on your show about how F&M under Pintard lost ground and F&M staunch polling divisions that you have never lost in, even when you lost.
Are we being fair? Are we being fair, Anton? Jesus, I only got a couple of seconds left.
Yeah.
Are we being fair? Why? Let me say this. There were a couple things that we have to consider. One,
like what?
The sympathy vote. Then we consider the sympathy vote in West Grand Bahama. Two,
that's fine.
The scandal associated or the presumed scandal or what was amplified around the candidate.
I understand the point. I understand the point that I just made, Howard, that would wash away all of what you could suggest, including all of what you said just now. The fact of the matter is, when we are talking about staunch PLPs, they don't rock no matter what is going on. When you are talking about staunch F&M, they don't rock no matter what is going on. However, Howard, a miraculous thing occurred in the last by-election on Grand Bahama and West Bimini. Staunch F&M polling divisions that never gave up the ghost for the F&M left the F&M in the losing column. Never mind the F&M didn't win the seat. That I can understand using your narrative. However, Howard, you lost in the strongest of F&M polling divisions. Five of them, Howard. And the final point I want to make, Howard. Look, persons keep talking about this, and I didn't want to go here, but I'll end with this. Persons keep talking about the PIP being afraid to run against Pintard. Do they realize Pintard was annihilated by the Prime Minister in 2012? Prime Minister has already slaughtered Pintard politically, and the former Prime Minister, Menace. But the point being, even with the might of Hubert Ingraham, F&M Prime Minister three times, he didn't accomplish what former Prime Minister Hubert Menace accomplished, a 35-4 annihilation of the greatest political party this side of the planet. He did not accomplish that, Howard. That is something to marvel. That will be talked about for centuries in this country. I believe if they have a proper communications campaign, they could revive him across the country. And we could see a very effective, competitive general election come in 2026. Even though I'm still of the view, once the Prime Minister Davis does what he's supposed to do for the Bahamian people, we will still pull it off. But the competition would be between Philip Brave Davis, the real competition, in my view, Philip Brave Davis and Hubert Alexander Menace. Thank you for the opportunity.
I appreciate your telephone call. Let me read a couple of these texts before we get out. I can see you guys are calling, but I got to read some of these texts. It says, Howard, I am a long-standing PLP who knew Pintard long before he entered politics. I want you and the public to know that when the F&M re-elects Pintard as their leader and Sands as chairman, I will be voting F&M for the first time in my life. And I'm not alone. My mother and other family members are looking forward to voting for Pintard as the next prime minister of this country. This is Texas coming through. So he says, thanks, Howard, for the PIP commercial. You need to stop. You all need to stop. He says, I'm baffled at the number of flawed thinking people who claim to have all these senior posts in political parties. I see why we are in this mess. Where Anton was in 2021 when we enter where... when we entered F&M base failed. Well, I'm sorry, when the entire F&M base failed to show up. It's the text is coming through. It says PLP should stop. They are trying too hard to get Menace back. Somebody texts and say, Erica is delusional. Sorry, Dr. Menace does not get a do-over. These are texts, guys. I want to thank you guys so very kindly. Tomorrow is going to be Small Business Thursday. We got a couple of people coming on. Down Home West End is going to be here. China is going to be here to be able to talk about those particular things. And we're going to have Ian. Ian Thomas is going to be here tomorrow, and then see if we can steal some time to talk a little politics before Dr. Menace gets here on Friday. Guys, that's the show. I want to thank you so very kindly, guys. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM Radio. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation.
Foundation.